Board of Commissioners held this day, January 20th, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. We will start this meeting with an invocation led by our own Deputy County Attorney, Kevin Snow.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful new day. We're so thankful to be gathered here this morning for this commission meeting. We pray, Lord, please continue to bless our elected officials here and the citizens of this great county, that we can have continued peace and prosperity in this coming year. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Devin. We'll have a Pledge of Allegiance led by our Public Works Director, Ron Whitehead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
First agenda item is approval of the minutes for the January 17th Board of Commissioners meeting. Devin, if you'd like to explain just for the record real quick, we get a hold of doing that.
So item one is just the general side. Item two is ratification. So basically the 17th meeting, there was one of the notices that was sent out was a couple of hours late. But given that a meeting was a regularly scheduled meeting of the commission, we had news media in attendance and members of the public there, the commission, or my recommendation was just to go forward with the meeting and have a ratification item today to ratify all those items. It's really out of an abundance of caution. So that's the purpose for the minutes and then the ratification item.
Thanks for the explanation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from January 17th, 2023 from the Board of County Commissioners meeting. And that's my motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Item number two, ratification of actions taken at the January 17th, 2023 Board of County Commissioners meeting. As just explained by Deb.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the ratification items from the January 17th Board of Commissioners meeting 2023.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item number three is the consideration for adoption of resolution number R-2023-3067, resolution of the County Commission of Washington County, Utah, authorizing the issuance and sale of not more than $20 million aggregate principal amount of sales tax revenue bonds series 2023A and taxable sales tax revenue bonds series 2023B and related matters. Mark, are you ready to speak on this?
Yeah. Gentlemen, to start the bonding process, we adopt a parameters resolution that signifies the council's intent to issue debt and puts parameters around the maximum amount of debt that would be interest that would be issued. So in this case, in talking with Devin, we had legal counsel prepare a resolution that indicates that the county may issue up to $20 million of debt for a term not to exceed 25 years at an interest rate not to exceed 6%, excuse me. It also establishes designated officials that have the ability to make a decision regarding the final terms, which is the commission chair and the county administrator, and then would authorize the commission chair and the county clerk to sign the bond documents. Additionally, it schedules a public hearing as part of the bonding process to allow the public to come in and make comments for or against the issuance of the bonds. I believe that's tentatively scheduled for January 20th at one of the regular meetings. In this case, we anticipate with the federal government being a beneficiary of some of the improvements that a portion of the bonds would be taxable. I think we don't know exactly what that percentage is right now. Some of that will depend on what cash the county might inject into the project that would potentially reduce the federal portion of that. But what this does is it starts the bonding process, gets kind of the legal requirements out of the way, and then once we have a clear picture, we can move very quickly on the issuance of the debt. And we're still evaluating what is the best method to sell the bonds. We're in a kind of a point in time where interest rates are on the higher end than what we've seen over past years. And so going through a market issuance would basically make it so the bonds would not be callable or refundable for 10 years. Doing a direct purchase would likely result in a higher interest rate initially, but it would give more flexibility to refund those bonds sooner. So those are things that I'm talking with Devin and Nicole about, but once we get kind of the final numbers and the final allocation of taxable versus tax exempt, we can put have our analysts go to work and make contact with potential direct purchasers to give you options to consider.
Commissioner Dynek, if you have just a little bit of background of how maybe we got here today, and that is over the last couple of years, I've had several meetings with the federal courts, and they are looking for a new home. They, from the 5th District Court, is where they're currently housed, and they are looking for a new place to go and expand a little bit. So through all the conversations that we've had, we have considered, the county has considered our county building that's on the corner, on the boulevard, as a potential new housing location for the not only our justice court, but the federal courts. And so we've gone through several processes with them, all publicly. And Devin, the county, the civil lead attorney, and I are just trying to get ahead of the game. We're getting really close to where, we have a seismic report that's been sent out, and we should be getting in the next maybe 15 days or so. And we've been, with the conversations we're having, this doesn't hurt us at all. This just allows us to stay ahead of the game. It just allows the processes to start happening, the 30-day protest period, the public comment period. We don't have to go through with this if at the end we decide that it's not in the best interest for the county, or perhaps the federal government will decide that it's not in the best interest for them. But knowing that we do have a very tight time period of what they've sort of discussed with us, that this is just a process that we thought we could start with no harm to us or to them. If you have any further questions, I'm happy to answer them, or Devin could step in and say.
I guess my only question is in regards to where the federal government would be. It's my understanding that they've expressed a desire to go forward and lease this space if it is improved to their standards. Just for the public that might be wondering, so when we gave the facelift to the Boulevard building, we did not renovate the inside, and so one of the challenges is as we go to lease it to federal courts and remodel it for them, we're not entirely sure what those costs will be, and so that's why I think we placed this in what we think will be excessive of what we'll need to remodel it as we finish up and start doing the assessment. So my question is really the federal government has said, if you'll prepare that space, we're prepared to lease it. Is that my understanding of where we are in our dialogue with them?
So where we're at is the county has made an offer to lease that space to the federal government, and they have come back and said, you are the presumptive awardee.
Okay.
In other words, things are looking good. But no, we don't have a signed lease at this point. We just have an indication that things are looking good, but we're going to look at the site report and so on. But the point is, though, if they do sign off on it, we have some tight timelines under the lease to get going with the design and renovation process. And so that's the reason for getting this process started, is so that you have the funds that you need if they do give you the green light to go forward. But one thing I wanted to clarify with Mark is that the $20 million is a ceiling, correct?
Correct.
So if it comes out to 13, that's all you're not committing to $20 million today. You're also not committed to go forward. So let's say, worst case scenario,
watching, is that as we move into the new administration building, our current justice court, who we share with the city of St. George and several other communities, will need to remain in the Boulevard building. And so renovation of the inside of the Boulevard building was going to be necessary regardless. And the lease would help offset that substantially, if not totally, over the 20-year lease that we have with the federal government. So that's kind of the win back for the taxpayers of Washington County, is that lease revenue would offset bond payments. So,
which we have made stressfully important to everyone to know that we didn't bond for the new building because we don't generate revenue. We're not a business. We do the community's business, the county's business. And so it was important for us to say that was built with reserves as well as the parking garage, but this is different. You can accept a bond where you're actually making some money to pay it off, as you just stated. And I think there's a big difference there. And I want people to know that this isn't saying we're going into debt willy-nilly just so we have a new building, because we didn't do that.
Right.
This is completely different. And I believe that the revenue stream is what makes it also more attractive to any purchasers, is it's based on something that is more steady versus people that bond for all kinds of things, like people that get a loan on a home. It's more risky, but I would say this has that revenue stream, as was indicated. My personal feeling is I would rather opt for something that gives us more options in the future. Maybe 10 years we'll still have high interest rates. But if the differential between the interest rate charged isn't that great, I'd probably want to go for more flexibility.
Well, we will provide you some indicative rates as to what we think the direct purchase in the market would provide, and that would be a decision ultimately the county would make. I would just remind the council that we're looking to pledge sales tax as the revenue pledge, but it doesn't require you to use that as the source of repayment.
Right.
Obviously, you have a proposed lease agreement with the federal government that would cover the lease payment, the bond payment for the most part.
Thank you.
Well said, Commissioner Almquist. I was going to say the same thing earlier. On the new building, this is not a bond. We didn't pay cash and say, crap, we're out of money. We better go take out a loan.
Right.
That's not what this is for. So, okay, any other questions?
No.
Well, I move then that we approve for adoption of resolution number R-2023-3067, a resolution of the County Commission of the Washington County, Utah, authorizing the issuance and sale of not more than $20 million aggregate principal amount of sales tax revenue bonds, Series 2023A, and taxable sales tax revenue bonds, Series 2023B, and related matters as was discussed.
And I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, thank you. Just wanted to remind the public, the meetings are rebroadcast daily on TBS cable channels 22 and 108 at 10, 2, and 5:30 p.m. And they're also available. It's a lot like SportsCenter. You know, SportsCenter is just on a constant loop. You know, we're on there a lot.
We're almost as excited as SportsCenter. So
they're almost. They're also available on demand at youtube.com/communityeducationchannel. And we send adjourned.